All right, y'all, what we learn?
Jay Smooth, what did you learn about why you come back every week?
I learned that Beyonce thinks that he's right all the time, but he knows that he's not right.
Did he answer the question?
No. That was a deflection.
So if you're not a premium subscriber, you don't know. But we got into a conversation about why Jay Smooth has showed up for 5 years and 550 episodes.
When we started off with day one, and we discussed on why he snuck attack us when we were about to record the first day.
J-Mac, you guys literally begged me to be on the first fucking show. Listen, if you guys go back to the first show, right? In the archives, and you listen to the shows, right?
Don't eat that other one.
I'm not.
Well, see, here's the problem. They can't go back and listen to that show because we dumped 3 or 4 episodes because they weren't good yet.
Right.
The first show that they're going to hear is really our 4th or 5th episode.
Yeah. He doesn't even know that.
You didn't even know that?
I thought,
he thinks that
fanny pack.
What's in your fanny pack was like the 4th or 5th episode. Right.
Damn, we should have kept the goddamn
other. Why do you think I didn't? They're just not for public consumption.
Let's bring it back. Bring them up. It's like Tupac dead, and that nigga had some great hits.
The first show you were on that show in the studio. Mm-hmm. Now remember what you said. The first show you called in.
Yeah, I was outside in the car.
That's not on the first fanny pack, is it? Did you listen to fanny pack?
It's not.
So then
I did listen to the fanny pack one.
Okay, so then why aren't you saying? Well, I didn't call in. I was on that show.
No, I know the first one. I was sitting in the car.
You see how see what kind of friend one. I am? I dumped that show so people wouldn't know. That you were a call-in guest on in the car. But you just brought it back up.
Damn, can we listen to that shit one time?
Sure, right now.
Not really.
I think I got it saved.
So what I learned is that somehow, and it's got to be you, begged Jay Smooth to be on the show.
I begged him?
He said that. He said someone did.
He's just saying that for the crowd.
No, asked him.
He doesn't want it to make it seem like he was the one who was like just popped up.
They're willing it
while we did the show, and
he's like, I got a sidecar, y'all.
Right, and it's cool.
See that gay shit again, J-Man.
What? Listen,
why the fuck your voice had to be like that, nigga?
You know, listen, that's another thing. You know, every voice you've ever done,
ever
is always been gay.
Do a Chinese voice.
See, you know.
Do an impersonation right now. I guarantee it.
Say what you're about to say in the Chinese voice.
What happened is, J-Mac, Beyonce's got his voice edited on this motherfucker, making it sound deeper than what it really fucking sounds.
Whose
like.
Whose voice? Mine?
J-Mac's.
I got J-Mac. So every show, I edit his voice to make it deeper.
It's because it's like he got one of those, what's that nigga name that be, T-Pain. He got one of the mics that when he talked through that motherfucker, it's got that.
Do I edit yours to make it gayer?
No, my voice is
just gay. It's just naturally gay.
Fucking women say I got a radio voice.
Who? What women? call one woman right now that says you
ones
have a radio
with,
voice.
Ones with dicks.
No, hold on. Give me that connection. I want you to call one woman right now and add just the only question you can ask him is, do I have a radio voice? That's the only question you can ask him.
It's midnight. I can't call him right now.
You don't have no women that
no booty calls?
Call at midnight? Mm-mm. None?
You're asleep.
Wow.
That if you had 300, but
if
we don't.
Yeah, are we doing that again?
No, because I already said.
Oh,
if.
Fuck it. No, Smooth never lies.
Listen, why are you doing that?
You did this.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I was just you misunderstood me.
It's not. He's 300.
No, he's not.
More,
see,
he's 500.
I'm not. You're not. You misunderstood how that came out.
Half.
No.
Half a thou.
This one person says what? What'd she say?
Sounding like a radio announcer, LOL. I slept great, thanks. She's talking about you talking to her at night, not the show.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying she.
Show me where it says something about the show.
No, it's not going to say that. I said people say I sound like a, just my natural voice sound like, I sound like a radio, like I have a midnight voice or a radio voice. That is just natural.
That's not what you're doing right now, though, are you?
I am. This is my natural voice.
This is your no. This is your radio midnight voice. You said that. You gonna play it into the speakerphone?
I don't want to hear that shit.
I want to hear it. I do.
What I learned.
Plugged in. No, stop that. Stop it so we can hear it. I want to hear it.
This is
No, fuck that.
No.
Because I'm not putting that shit in. Because this is if it was the paid shit, then I will put it on there. But this
Come
is
on,
free.
Man.
This is for all of us. No, fuck that shit.
Let's hear.
No, I'm not incriminating myself.
You just did. You told me to read something you said to a girl. So the girl who didn't say that knows she didn't say that.
I learned that you're not supposed to. No.
Connect the shit up, man.
No, I can't. It's not. No, I can't. I can't connect it. Next time, listeners.
Motherfucker.
I learned that you, and I kind of have learned this over a period of time, but you can't make nobody do shit.
Not at all.
But I knew that as a kid, though, because no one can make me do shit.
Right.
So. But you can give best effort.
Right.
But at a certain point, you're going to have to allow people to do whatever they got to do.
What's wrong?
Is that the prayer?
Yeah. You don't know that? You don't know that?
I learned that he didn't know what a serenity prayer was.
I had heard about it, but I didn't know.
But you've heard those words, though, right?
I've heard them before. Smooth didn't know what the serenity prayer. For you listeners, who don't know what the serenity prayer, can I say it to them?
If you want.
Okay, I said, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. The courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time.
You don't need the rest of it.
Okay. Most people just
go with that first part.
Yeah. That first part, yeah. So, and I've heard that shit before, but I honestly didn't know that it was called a serenity prayer. It's just like, you know, a lot of shit that, even when in school, like, I didn't pay attention to a lot of shit growing up.
Do you know the Lord's Prayer?
Come on, man. Every...
What to start off with?
Oh, God.
Thou shalt not sleep.
What?
God is good. God is great.
God is great.
Let's thank for food. That's not it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. That right there? Yeah, I know that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that one. Cool. I had to go through it, nigga. I had to go through God is good first. God is great.
You know Satan's prayer?
What is that one? What's that one? Is one for
it? I don't know. I'm sure there is one. Okay. Look it up.
I didn't know.
Look it up.
No, I'm good.
You scared it's going to bring the same to your phone?
Nigga, I don't need this.
He won't have a voodoo station in his house, so he can't
I don't want no crazy shit in my house.
He doesn't want it on his phone.
He want me all the shit on my phone.
You think Satan's going to follow you home?
You think the voodoo man is going to fucking leave a goat?
I don't want bloody goat guts in my living room.
Nigga, it's just going to be a little chicken.
I'm not cleaning that shit up, man.
It's a little chicken feathers.
I don't want that in my house. I don't want this nigga knowing where I live.
Why? What difference does it make?
I don't want him coming back to do anything.
Uber Eats, nigga. You let that nigga know where you live.
I never would get Uber Eats. Maybe it's just me. Have you guys been in a restaurant and seen the Uber Eats people come in?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you let those people?
I was an Uber Eats.
Some of them look like shit. Some of them do look pretty professional, though.
I seen the motherfucker today with some flip-flops, mismatched socks, and...
He's driving.
Why are you looking this way, sir?
And you know them niggas picking at your food.
No.
Come on. If it were a pizza delivery, I've always been kind of skeptical of pizza delivery people because that's just weird. But at least they have a company they have to go back to. I can call somebody's company like, yo, this worker you got did some dumb shit.
You could rate a nigga or Uber some shit.
Rate a nigga. How long do you think it'll take to get back to that particular driver?
Immediately if it's some bad shit.
Come on, man. What? Like what?
Like what? Like if you're a driver and some bad shit happens with the what's the name of that shit happens immediately.
So when I order Uber Eats, right?
Right.
Do I get to pick the motherfucker that brings my food?
No.
Exactly.
Nigga.
So I won't know he's a 3-star until after he gets it.
But if your
this
shit
is true,
gets
that's
it.
Facts, like French Reggie would say,
there you go.
Hashtag facts.
I won't know he's a 3-star until he's brought my shit with fucking fries picked out of it or boogers on it from when he put his hand in my shit. That's disgusting, man.
That is gross.
What happened?
I burnt myself earlier today, and I just noticed it.
Okay. that's weird.
Aloe, nigga.
Yo, I sit in the Popeyes or Jersey. Today I was in Jersey Mike's. This motherfucker looked so disgusting. I can only imagine what his car looks like. Do you get to look at what the inside of a motherfucker car look like?
No, nigga.
Before you order Uber Eats?
No.
Exactly. Fuck
nigga
that.
Nigga slam on breaking your food that fell on honest. The floor. That nigga just sweeping it back
Get on the
in.
Trust train, nigga. No. We just trust niggas in fucking 2020. No.
So the pizza delivery man has that big ass leather hard case shit.
Yeah.
It folds up. So I know that whatever cockroaches and motherfucking cookabugs and shit he got in his car, at least they're protected through that thick ass hot leather. Postmates and Uber Eats, them motherfuckers ain't got no cases. They just put that shit in your front seat.
DoorDash.
But that shit just be sitting right beside them in the front seat, nigga. And that means do they even close your bag or do all the fucking flies, whatever they got in their car, just fly in there?
It depends. No, I think they give it to you closed, but you know
what does that mean? How do you close a McDonald's bag?
You just fold it over.
What if they don't fold it?
But they come in with a satchel. And they put your shit in.
Satchel.
It's a closed satchel.
No, it's not.
No.
I've seen some with a closed satchel. And they had a top, like it'd be like a box or some shit like that where you unzip it and they put it in and
you'll
zip
be
it back
lucky
up.
To get that. Most niggas just throw shit on their chair. So some of the fries fall out on the seat and they just scoop them back in so you won't think they stole them.
Nigga then popped your bag open and nigga eating about 3-4 of them.
His girl sitting in the car beside her with your food between her legs and shit.
I've learned that.
Yeah, if that's
trusty.
A good pair of legs, hey, but if it's some nasty shit.
Put no chlamydia on my chips.
If it's some nasty shit, like you got, why are people so trusting with this? I don't get this one.
This is because we don't think.
No.
I got, that's another topic. Why is thinking hard? Because
serenity prayer, be honest. You got to be the serenity prayer.
I can control that.
Oh, yeah, that just don't.
We're just lazy. That's just the lazy factor. Like,
I just
like
go get up and get my own food.
Right.
Think about it. Let's look at all the shit that this food has to go through. First of all, It was probably not an honor killing when they killed the cow. You know what I'm saying? They probably just hit that motherfucking head with that thing. You know what I'm saying?
How it sound again?
I don't even know how
to. J-Mac, you sound like the tranquilizer.
No Country for Old Men shit.
No Country for Old Men. Yeah, that fucking prodder.
Yeah, pow, right?
That shit fucking just fucking hits him in the middle of the head and fucks him up, right? So let's say it's that, right? So already they're dying crazy. And they hang them upside down and cut their throat and let the blood drip out of them and shit. Then they finally get the meat put together. It's sitting on the thing for a while.
Damn.
They butcher it up and they finally get it to the freezer where it sits for, you know, a few weeks. They ship it out to different stores or whatever and it's packaged to the factory where they
have
actually.
Have you learned that Arnold Schwarzenegger's got a new show out?
I don't give a fuck.
About being vegan?
I don't give a fuck. Fuck Arnold Schwarzenegger. So then they put it together in little patties and shit, right? So the patty makes it to whatever restaurant I'm getting the burger from. Let's just say Five Guys.
Ooh,
right?
Why are you doing them like that?
I'm just saying, Five Guys. So they put on the grill.
Five Guys.
Here's the thing, right?
You gonna ruin Five Guys for everybody?
No, but between Five Guys and the factory, there were rats and all kind of shit in the factory. I mean, it's clean most of the time, but where they store the stuff at, they can't really keep all the bugs out. So there's a certain allowable amount of bugs the FDA will allow to be in your casing where your food was. And yeah, they're gonna cook it at Five Guys, but I mean, they're just cooking the roach eggs and shit, whatever. With the food.
People eat that shit as a delicatessen.
Yeah, of course. If cook roach eggs may be delicious to some Indians or some motherfuckers in Jakarta. I'm not there.
Madagascar.
Here's the way. So then, after all that, the motherfucker who's cooking your food has a cold. He's kind of got a little snot that he keeps putting on his
contagion.
Hand.
Contagion.
He keeps putting on his hand because he doesn't.
That's how the contagion started.
Because he can't keep running back to the bathroom. I mean, the first few times he caught it.
The cook that the fucking pig ate the bat shit. Ate the bat shit.
I'm just talking about some regular everyday snot.
This is regular shit.
And the first few times he caught it because he.
Bruh. But listen, what are we doing
after,
here?
After what I'm talking about, after a while, like,
what the fuck?
Because he said everyday snot, I was like, and then I said,
exactly.
What are we doing here, man?
After a while, he stopped able.
What are we doing?
You know what happened was he wiped it one time on his sleeve, right? But because it's snot, it stays shiny. So he was like, damn, I can't keep doing that. My whole arm will be shiny. They'll know I'm putting snot on my arm. So he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to use my hand and wipe it in my pants, right? So he's using his thumb and his forefinger and he's wiping it on his pants. But then he's going back to spatula in your meat. He gets your bun. See, the spatula is a piece of wood. You're not going to eat that, so it's fine. But when he grabs your bun, that hand is what he been touching his snot with that hand. And that bun just soaks it up like butter. So now you got butter and snot on your bread, right? He puts that bun on top.
Jeremy say, what are you doing? Look, right now you cannot go to McDonald's.
Here's the crazy part about Five Guys. They don't even use paper, right? So paper would suck some of that snot back up. They use tinfoil. They use foil. That foil is gonna seal. It's gonna trap that snot into that bun. So that by the time you get it, you're like, oh man, this bun is garlicky. No, not just garlicky. it's kind of
butter bun
misty because it's still a little wet from all the steam from
my
the
nigga,
oven.
Stop.
That's not all steam.
What are you,
that is reactivated snot.
Hold up.
But then they throw a little extra bags, a little fries in your bag, right? Because they want to give you the real experience of Five Guys. But that creates like a little grease thing in the bottom of the bag, right? So what happens is they put that bag down in the Postmates guy's car. and whatever dirt and crumbs he got from shit that he's got going on in his car,
leaking through the grease bag.
It's connected to the grease. They're like marrying. They're marrying, but because he makes a hard right, right? The bag flips over. Your fries come out. But
touch that dirty ass seat.
But he's scared that you're going to think he's stealing from you. So he tries to brush them back up in the bag. But not only did the fries get back in the bag, some of those crumbs from the seat got in the bag.
Where you think that's seasoning and them kind of rocks from the bottom of your feet.
I don't order this place, so let's stop.
And here's the thing. What happened was, what you don't know is prior
to
him.
You are fucking with me.
Prior
man.
To him picking
this is
up
working.
Your, prior to him picking up your food.
Whatever you're trying is working.
Prior to picking up his food, he had to take his baby mama to the hospital because she had some scaly shit on her back. The whole time, she's been scratching her back in the car on the way to the hospital. So that those crumbs that he put back in your bag is really fucking whatever she had on her back. Those crumbs off her back. So that shit gets back in the
she
bag.
She just healed from the chicken
pox. How
could
you make up a story like this?
Next thing,
how in the fuck and did look, you even get no, to the seasoning no. crumbs off her back?
No, but here's the really ill part about it, right? Is that you don't like, when you put like seasoning on top of fries, it doesn't really mix right, right? What's the best way to get your seasoning on your fries smooth?
When it comes out of the grease.
It's in a bag. What do you do with the bag? Instead of taking the fries out and putting the seasoning on top of the fries.
You put the seasoning in the
and
bag.
And shake the bag, yeah. right? But guess what you're shaking on that with that seasoning?
Dirt.
Bat crumbs. Bat crumbs, when this bitch went to the fucking emergency room, you have no idea what was flaking off her back, but now you're going to taste it because it's going to be on your fries.
And you thinking that's just potato.
So you have
and a that's just scab. So that's scabs from my bag.
You wake up at 2 a.m. with a fucking stomach ache and you don't even know why. It's because you got bat crumbs and seat shit. Plus this nigga snot on your burger. You ate this. And it's all because
don't eat out.
I'm just saying at least just get the snot. Go to Five Guys and that way you only get the snot.
Okay. That's good. My stomach hurt.
What else we learned?
I can't eat.
We learned
for a week.
Like, honestly, say he learned there's some bullshit.
I had intentions.
We learned Jay Smooth's grandmother is most likely a liar. Not necessarily definitely, but most likely.
Most likely.
Jermaine. Don't co-sign it.
Did we learn that or did we learn Smooth is always right? Because it's one or the other.
Smooth is
if
right.
You don't, if you co-sign.
No, he's not almost right. He's not always
so
right.
So then most likely, if we have to pick one.
Probably.
Smooth is a liar.
No, Smooth's grandma.
Is Smooth's grandmother the liar or Smooth is telling the truth? You have to pick one of those. And that, depending on what you say right now, determines from this point on how I treat his stories.
No, oh, yeah, grandma was lying shit.
So she's true.
No, she's just trying to make that boy feel good.
Right, we were slave, baby.
Right.
You know
where you come from.
Right. You know why we had it so fucked
you
up.
You got good stock.
And we had the first black stow in Jackson.
Still can't substantiate that. There's no record of that on the interwebs.
I'll show you guys.
Please find that. Old weather news clipping, anything.
Weather news clipping.
Something.
What was the name of the store?
I got to get the name of it.
You're telling me.
No,
you're supposed to be doing this.
No.
Though. Why do I have to do it?
Because again, you were quicker.
Shows to do it. This is the third show.
As soon as he says he doesn't know the name, though.
Why didn't you ask me what the name of the show? I didn't do it because I was trying to say he told the truth. Now, you're telling me your family had the first black store
and you ain't
in
never
fucking Jackson and you don't know the name of it?
I got to get the actual name of it.
Of the first black store in Jackson.
We can end
that now. No, we can't end there.
Yeah.
Because the first, that's monumental. You telling me you don't, not going to understand.
It should be
family,
a well-known name, right?
Everybody's family's been
like in the family.
Family been slaves, okay,
maybe not,
whatever.
Not well-known everywhere, but within your family.
Of all the families to know.
Everybody should know that fucking name of that store.
You should have shirts or something. Something. Well, where's the store now? Who owns it now?
You should have some people in the family should be named after that.
You telling me he didn't go visit the store? Last time he went to Jackson, the first time he went back to Jackson as an adult, he didn't go look at the land where the store was?
Listen.
If your family owned the first black anything somewhere, you're telling me?
We have whole shows just punching through all of the lies that he spits out.
Oh, why do I have to do it? I'm not
You stop with all
I'm not
that.
Doing it anymore.
I do it too.
No, because it started with the 300. You did not support me on the 300. You kept giving him excuses for why that's
okay,
real.
Okay, so this is like that 25-year-old fucking rim. We're going to keep bringing this shit up because of that old shit?
You still don't. You
I
said,
do.
You
no,
don't.
The,
you said
no,
that there's
no,
a chance.
No,
because I know
no,
a home. I got a homeboy.
There's not a chance.
It just
there's
sticks
not a
and
chance.
Stems and seeds, and he fucks all of them.
There's not a chance. There's not a chance for the overflow I rescind.
So I recant. Need to hear it. It's an explicit I'm telling statement.
You, I recant and rescind everything that I said.
Tell me an explicit statement about the 300. I need to hear something explicit.
There's no way that he fucked 300 women.
He who?
Jay Smooth.
Put it all in one sentence.
There's no way that in this one lifetime that Jay Smooth has fucked 300 women.
Okay. And what about the country store, the general store?
No, fuck no. We don't own no damn store.
God damn. We'll catch y'all next week.